WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one Stokeman hack at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, bombarded with notifications, information overload, the whole nine yards? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super powerful today. The incredible benefits of solitude and alone time for your mental health. It might sound counterintuitive, right? In a world obsessed with connection and always on, isn't being alone just, well, lonely? Not necessarily. Solitude isn't about isolation, it's about intentional, quality time spent with yourself. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip your regular workout routine, right? Your mind needs exercise too, and solitude is a powerful way to strengthen your mental muscles. Let's break down five key takeaways that will have you appreciating the power of some good old-fashioned me time. First out, solitude boosts creativity. Ever notice how those lightbulb moments often strike when you're taking a walk in nature, soaking in a bath, or just chilling with your own thoughts? Being alone allows your mind to wander freely, make new connections, and generate fresh ideas. No distractions, no interruptions, just pure creative flow. Second, solitude helps us process emotions effectively. We live in a fast-paced world where we're constantly bombarded with stimuli, making it tough to tune into our own feelings. Spending time alone allows you to reflect, analyze your emotions, and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think of it as mental defrag, clearing out the clutter and making space for clarity and emotional intelligence. Third, solitude fosters self-awareness. When we're constantly surrounded by people, it's easy to lose sight of who we truly are. Solitude provides the opportunity to get to know yourself better, understand your values, and define your goals. It's like a deep dive into your inner world, exploring your thoughts, beliefs, and motivations without judgment. Next up, solitude enhances focus and productivity. Think about it. How many times have you felt distracted by emails, social media notifications, or just the general chaos of daily life? Being alone allows you to create a focused environment where you can truly concentrate on the task at hand, boosting your productivity and achieving greater results. And finally, solitude fosters resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's inevitable. But having strong mental fortitude, the ability to bounce back from adversity, is essential. Solitude helps us build resilience by providing space for introspection, reflection, and self-discovery. It allows us to learn from our experiences, develop coping mechanisms, and emerge stronger from challenges. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just plain drained. Your inbox is overflowing, your phone won't stop buzzing, and the constant noise of the world is wearing you down. What do you do? Instead of diving headfirst into another to-do list, you take a step back. You schedule some dedicated me-time, even if it's just 30 minutes. You put on your favorite music, light a candle, grab a cup of tea, and just be. You let your thoughts wander, embrace the quiet, and allow yourself to recharge. Maybe you journal, meditate, take a walk in nature, whatever feels nourishing for your soul. Afterward, you feel refreshed, centered, and ready to tackle the world with renewed energy and focus. That's the magic of solitude. So remember, taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your mental well-being, creativity, and overall happiness. Think about it. How can you incorporate more solitude into your daily routine? Maybe schedule a quiet morning ritual before the day starts, carve out some offline time each evening, or plan a solo weekend getaway. The possibilities are endless. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with someone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's keep this mental fitness journey going together. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.